Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
How do we know? How do we know? Of course we know. Happy birthday to you. I know you don't care, but happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. To you. Now that's a spicy opening. Wow. So we are here in Denver. I'm here. John Bram Wagner's in the band in Denver. That's right. And we have a special guest sitting in with the band. We're not allowed to mention it, but his initials are V. We can't say the way. It's very secretive. It's very secretive. We can only say if there's a V in his name. Yeah, other than that, because, you know, God forbid your friend Nathan listens to this, he'll be all upset. How'd you get in that band, Vinny? Anyway, oops. So we're here in Denver. It's just a lot of fun. And John Bram Wagner went out and did a show last night.
I did. Here in Denver at the Oscar Blues Comedy Show.
Oscar Blues Comedy Show. And
Christy Buckley runs it every Wednesday.
And the word out on the street is it's a good
beautiful little venue.
That's what I heard.
In the basement, but it's like a big basement. Lighting's great.
That's what the word out on the street is, because John Bram Wagner said last night after he went, I didn't go because I had prior obligations, but he's like, Todd, you would have really liked this room, and it's every single Wednesday night,
yeah,
right?
The room's called the Black Buzzard in the Oscar Blues bar downtown Denver.
Well,
check it out
if you're looking
in the area.
There you go.
Megan DePonso, thanks for the hookup.
Thank you. But I'm at the Comedy Works. Tonight, which is Friday night, we got two shows. Saturday night, we got two shows. Sunday night, we have one show. So that's it. I'm going to keep it short tonight. Oh, does anyone know of a neurosurgeon? I'm looking for a free deal. Anyway, I think that's it. It sounds a little echoey in here because we're in a really cool... It's crazy. We'll talk about it when we get back. This loft that is just absurdly cool.
We'll take pictures. Website.
We'll put it on the website. So, anything you want to say?
You're special.
You're special. Whoever's listening to this, you're special. You're kind. You're funny. You're decent. You're nice. You're helpful. You're beautiful.
You're handsome.
You smell good. You make people's lives. At your worst, you're still pretty awesome.
You're a good driver.
You sat in with the band in Vermont. You did a great job, Matt. And you're just great. And you're just, you know, you're special. Enjoy the second part of the episode. Hey, what am I, the president of the United States? It's the after show. Johnny Pepperton was the first part. This is the after show. And then we get back into the studio, I think, very quickly. I'll be off the road.
Speed weed.
That's right. Speed weed. You like your weed quick? You like it fast, but good quality? Speed weed. You're going to like the way you look in the thing. All right. That's it. Speed weed. That's right. They're a new sponsor of the show, and we're very thrilled to have them because I don't like promoting anything that if people go do it, they're like, ugh, it's not that great. That's not what's going to happen. You're going to try them out. Yeah, there'll be that one time when you try them out. You're going to be like, speed weed. It's a, you know why they named it that. All right. There you go. One of the guys over at Speed Weed gave my mom his liver, and she didn't even need it. He just showed up at her house in a jar. He showed up, but he had the liver in the jar. And my mom cooked it. And I don't like liver, but apparently all my family was like, it was delicious. Speed weed, they'd give you the liver. Some people give you the shirt off their back. Who gives a shit? Speed weed will give you the liver from their stomach or wherever your liver is. All right, everybody. Goodbye. Oh, don't forget my Netflix special that's streaming live on Netflix. I don't take for granted. Everybody knows that. I mean, the main listener. What if there's a new listener? All right? Goodbye. Aristotle, I'll give you the last word. You have 5 seconds.
Go see Black Panther.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Well, of course I know how to, do the after show. I mean, I know how to produce a show. People have been saying it. It's the after show. Sure, we start it nice. Sure, Cody Woods is at the mic. Eric is here. Cut off. Oh, it's the effort. It's the after show with Todd Glass, everybody. Sure, we're coming big because we are the number one show voted by the Podcasters Association of America.
The Todd Glass Show, voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Wow. Oh, I have an idea. I'm going to play that song 3 times in a row. See if you guys together can figure out a place to cap it where it plays da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-doom, and you have to sort it the end because there's no end on there because we shaved it a little early. So let's hear it again. Here we go. Well, oh, that was great. Well, how'd you? But you faded it out
earlier.
Well, you did a good job.
I appreciate it.
Let's hear it again. Now, hold on. Eric, since I forgot your name 3 weeks in a row, and I apologize, and you know I've sent you cakes and flowers to your house.
Which, oh, yeah.
Sure. And and a
piece. I haven't seen tulips open like that. Never mind.
Wow. That's how tight I want. Oh, is my live show going to just get better and better this year? No bullshit. No big openings, bigger closers. Same act. It's the after show. More noise. Thank you. And that's Aristotle. Drummer in you. It's proving my point. It is proving my point that I think... No, we'll talk about it off the air. Believe me, we will. Thank you. Okay, now, guys. Well, I want to welcome you to the after show. And I hope you're having a great time. everybody at home. We're going to go nice and slow. We have nowhere to go. Take a deep breath. Everybody take a deep breath. Well, that's, you know, sir, you've come to this yoga class before. But okay, just don't,
I think he's choking.
Don't, are you choking? Oh, he's choking.
I think.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I have a narrow airway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a technical thing or?
Well, I've had it since birth.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's not technical. It's
There's
medical.
No wrong way to breathe. Yeah, I want
just
you to know
a
that.
Narrow airway.
There's no wrong way to breathe. We're happy to have you here at this yoga class. Okay, okay. Who is this? What is you just? Who just? Okay, so let's just all breathe in and out. And by the way, there you go. There's no wrong. Okay. There's no. And by the way, I know you were getting a little self-conscious, but you don't have to be self-conscious. There's no wrong way to breathe as long as you just give it everything you have. So everybody breathe in. Okay, well, don't. Now you're just. Okay. It's okay. There's no. Well, there's no wrong way to. Can I get a little reverb in my voice for this class that I teach? Okay. Just take a deep breath. Okay, go. Oh, great. Good job. Good job.
I'm choking.
Okay, let it out. This just... So many confused people. It's every bit in the band. It's every bit. There's a bunch of people that are basically silly buffoons. And that's the name of my new country hit. No, that's the name of my band. No, that's the name of my first comedy team. No, that used to be
my name in high school.
My name in high school. Hey, I'll tell you what. Give yourself that music. I don't give a shit. Give him some of that great music.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Not very much.
Oh, yeah. That was my fault. How about Cody Woods? Play him in with some of that music. Wow. I'm telling you, I'm very excited right now. Something I can't talk about because legal. Well, I know I'm repeating myself.
You have a boner?
Oh, how dare you? Did you ever laugh yourself into a boner? I know. Why do you have to make a nice thing that I say and make it trash? I laugh at my own jokes. Guess that's what people do right before they enter a mental institution, I heard. They start laughing at their own jokes. Next thing you know, come with us.
Come with us to the mental institution.
Why? It was funny.
You don't laugh at your own jokes.
But
Duncan.
It was
get
a funny joke. Why
get
can't
in the car,
I laugh at that?
Sir.
I heard it for the
sir,
first time
I'm
you
the
did.
Police for people like you. Get in the car. I saw you laughing at your own jokes. And that's
it was a funny joke.
Come with me. Shoot him with the tranquilizer gun.
Thank you. My drummer. I'm a police officer, but I carry a drummer around it. It scares people. Get out of your car. I don't like doing bits with cops yelling at anybody. So I take that bit. I'm going to leave it in to show my growth.
I think you should do bits where cops whisper to people.
I want you to say something. Cody, all you are is filled with great ideas.
I know.
You have a lot of great ideas. And I want to say hello and welcome you here, Eric Olson.
What?
That's right. Eric Olson.
What?
Eric Olson. God dang. And we're all here. And we're going so slow.
Wait, Todd, you forgot everybody else.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? I have a one... I like to paint the picture. I never mind. There's no hurry. I never meaning... Some people go, why do I always want to do it? Why wouldn't you? You want to paint the picture. People see the room. Do we have good pictures up on Facebook? I swear I'm going to have a nervous breakdown if we can't get this done. It scares them sometimes. You know, they think I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. But Eric Calver is on the drums tonight. Really? You're, man. A good drummer will spoil you. Mm-hmm. You know? All right, don't be a dick.
He's really
am I right?
Well, that was over
that's,
the top.
That's over the top.
You were teaching him a lesson.
Teaching
with that
me
one.
A lesson, sure.
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, now, you know what? Still have some manners. Show off.
Well, he has a point, though, Todd, if you think about that.
Well, you think he has a point?
Well, let me hear him again. Yay.
All right.
Now that you mention it.
Well, yeah. Now that I think about it, he might be right.
No.
I mean, definitely right.
Now he's wrote it in that he's right.
Right. All right, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. We know drum. Okay, he said he laughed himself into a boner once when he first met his wife.
This is your Mr. Rogers trolley.
This is my Mr. Rogers trolley.
What's that drum kit?
You want everyone to be happy and comfortable in their own skin? Oh, well, we love you too, Mr. Drum Kit. Mr. Drummond. That's how they came up with that character. Dead, living in the dirt. Okay, now, boys and girls. How about they're going to make a movie about Mr.
Rogers? Well, if it's mentionable, it's manageable.
If it's mentionable,
so if you
it's manageable.
Can't say he's dead, then you'll never fix
right.
it. Wait.
Right. No, it's actually right what you're saying. I think it is. I don't pay attention. I'm too much in a hurry trying to think of bits I can blow off. How you doing, Cody?
I'm doing
you think
excellent.
I'm afraid to just talk like this?
No.
I want to prove it. I want every time I sense that anybody thinks we're going too slow, I'm going to slow it down twice as much. Because right now, what's Eric doing over there?
Fixing the chair.
What'd you do, break it?
It was already broken.
Oh, shit. I was hoping you didn't know I was going to take it out of your check. I got you good. I got you good, and we'll be back. Okay. No. See, I go right for the music. When I say that, I'm talking to myself, basically. Take your time. Don't anyone... If I catch anyone rushing, it's me. Oh, God. I mean, it feels so much better. Why can't I go with this? Maybe that is what I'll do. I'll learn in front of the audience. Here you go. I mean, pass it around.
No.
Don't hog the joint, you know? What? What's this? Of course I produce a show. Of course I produce a show.
Pass it over to me. Don't poker that joint.
Love it.
My friend. Pass it over to me.
Don't poker that joint. Oh, that was an abrupt end. I love it. I love everything. I'm so happy. You know what?
Maybe we have
a song. Aaron Simon. Do we have a song?
You know it, everybody. Here we go.
Oi, this
Pick
is for Aaron Simon.
Aaron.
I love you, yes I do, cause I know that you love me too.
Aaron Simon!
I love you, yes I do, gonna spend all my money on you.
Aaron Simon!
Every day when I say that I'm not gonna take any more.
Aaron Simon!
It's okay, don't go away, I feel bad when you're closing the door.
Aaron Simon. Now that is a spicy meatball, Harris Whittles.
Aaron Simon.
Remember?
Hey, Harris, you like a spicy meatball? I got one. You like a cheese?
Yeah, man.
You like a bad Italian character?
Yeah, man, that sounds good.
I hope you do, because that's what I do. This is my bad Italian character.
And back to you, Cody, where I just talk. See, I'm not afraid to talk, and that's why
people
are jealous.
Remember we used to call him Simon because there was already an Aaron here?
Yeah, he hated
it. That was a mistake.
What do you think we should be calling him?
He should have been Aaron from the beginning.
Yeah.
Make him change his name.
From now on, if we get another Aaron, not only do they have to change their name, even if it's not Aaron.
Yeah.
Thank you. Prove a point. I know how to prove points. John, how are you?
Me?
Yes. Great.
Thank you for asking. How are you doing, Tyler?
Well, I heard through the grapevine that you have a character that talks more out the side of his mouth than I do. Is that
true? That's not quite true. And how could you be listening down a grapevine? Well, that makes no sense.
Somebody told me that you are the type of person that talked even more out of the side of the mouth than I can.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I think I've heard it, too. Haven't you, Todd?
Excuse me, but I talk more out of the side of the mouth than you.
Wait, this bit is going...
I talk out of the side of my mouth. All right,
Eric, not every bit. Bit has to be gem. You just get out of it. And that bit could have been... thank you. I'm starting a ska band, so get over it. You guys cannot stop me.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do it.
No.
Dude,
no,
if you do it, it's going to be too good. People are going to be too happy.
You know what, Eric? Don't make a meal out of it. We said you did a good job. Now you're trying to really ruin the thunder that I've developed and had the lot of people. Finally, it took me to get the attention of the community, and it. I hate bits.
Eric on drums.
Oh, Eric on drums.
Ooh.
Eric on drums.
Eric on drums.
All right, listen. What I'd like to talk about and congratulate myself, if that's okay, is the show where I'm not afraid to just talk. Have you noticed it? And be honest, I don't want you to just like...
You never talk.
No, what?
I'm kidding. I'm just doing bits.
Let me tell you something. You can do anything you want. All right. Anything you want. You told me something, Cody, that has really helped me, that if I have 6 or 7 drinks every half an hour...
Yeah. Loosens you up.
It loosens.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Right.
He said 6 or 7. He goes, don't have more. You want to be able to function and drive.
Right.
All right. I hate editing, but I don't like to make drunk driving jokes either. Anything that normalizes something that doesn't need to be normalized, I don't want to be a part of. But you make a mistake once in a while. Do you leave it in? Of course. You have to show that it's a slow journey. To the abyss. Any questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Where's the abyss?
Right next to the. Seriously, it's right next to Petridge Farm cookies in the supermarket. Uh-huh. There you go. No, it's near the what are those soups with the blue can? Progresso. The what rich people had, I thought. Well, not that we had bad. We just had Campbell's soup. But it looked nicer, the Progresso. I go over to the Nalibotsky's, had like 10 cans of it.
Ooh,
just for snacks.
Sorry, you got the water mixed in.
Just for snacks.
Yum.
Just for snacks. Yeah, I don't want to see the goop.
No.
Tomato soup. Give it to me the way it's going to look. I don't want to see, that I'm going to add water to that. And then it's going to stir. Yeah. And eventually it'll be fine.
You like that dog food looking treat?
Thank you.
Wait till I add tap water to it. You're going to love it.
Thank you. if you think this looks good. And by the way, I'm not picking on Campbell's Soup. I know they're good people over there.
Did they send us anything free?
The
people that on Thanksgiving, they get the cranberry thing out of the can and they slice it.
Yes, guess what? My family. I think they left the price tag on at the end or whatever, the can thing. I don't know, to be honest, what they didn't do. I don't know if that one they threw out, like not threw out or ate it, while they were doing it. I don't know. But they would slice it. But let me tell you something. You know what I realized? Hello, mommy? Is that you, it's okay. I respect whatever anybody's level is of not caring about cooking. Some people don't want to cook. And you just, as long as you... I think you should know how to like present, like try to do that. You can always buy, you can always buy a turkey at the supermarket, a roasted turkey. That's what I do. I don't like cooking, but I like to present it. I enjoy that aspect of it. What are we talking about?
The cranberry.
It's not even in the gray area. Like mash it up. It's like, don't, if you did it the other way, like, who cares? I guess if you don't care, then... if there's two people...
why don't you just leave it as a tower?
Yeah, leave it as a tower. Now, by the way, if I picture, like, let's say there's two people and they're somewhere, I don't know, I picture younger people and they're at college and they're just having cranberry. If you don't care. But if you're going, no, I want to try to make this, mash it up. Sliced wafers of... But maybe some people like it that way, that they've had it. See, I don't want to be the guy that... I'm changing my opinion. Whatever you like doing, you do it. If you're used to it sliced and for some reason you like the way it cuts,
do whatever you want. I'll choose my battles. And it's not going the way people eat their cranberry sauce. But mash it up. But do what you want. Mash it up and do what you want. Mash it up and then do what you want. How about that? I'm trying to meet in the middle. Definitely mash it up and then do whatever you want.
Try it mashed up next time.
Try it mashed up.
And then do whatever you want.
Try it mashed up next time and then do whatever you want. See, the way it just talk. There's no hurry. There's no hurry. There's nowhere to go. There's all we have is tomorrow and right now and what's ahead of us. And that's why I wrote this song.
It's also for sure easier to mash up the cranberries than it is to slice it.
Oh, you think so?
Well, for sure. You just put it in a bowl and you mash it.
I think there's going to be people that say...
You could even mash it with the can.
Yeah.
No. I guess you could. I would if no one was around. So.
Like the lid that you already took off, use it as a
No, you
like
just turn
saucer?
The can back upside down and use the bottom of the can and just smush it.
Oh, because you need them round, right?
Hey, you know, a spoon isn't that much work.
Woof, I mashed it over my mouth.
Now, that's disgusting.
But then I just eat it.
You'd what?
I just eat it. Then.
Oh, well, I guess if you're going to mash it up with your mouth, that's a good point. You mean let each individual person...
That's the first time you ever said I had a good point at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, well, there you go. I think you have other good points. Remember, you were the one that said, what if you took... Didn't you used to dress up as a kitten and run up and down the interstate so people wouldn't hit the deers late at night?
Yeah,
I thought that was a good idea.
I would teach him.
You would teach him. He'd teach him the etiquettes. Well, what is this show about? What's this show called? Doesn't have to have a follow-through theme? Let's turn the music a little lower. It's not a joke. That's beautiful. Hold on. Shh. I want to say, well, hold on. I don't need music. I can just talk. What do you want to talk about? Start talking, because that's all we're going to do on this show right now. So you better start talking if it's going to be the type of show that we're going to do.
Todd, we just
talk now. So just talk, everybody. Start talking one of those shows where everybody's talking.
So how you been, Eric?
Don't do a parody of it.
No, Todd.
I want this to be a fun show where we all talk. So,
all right, I did it.
I knew it.
We got you.
I told you he would bust.
I knew it.
That's
what you meant?
This
is a fucking sting.
You fucking what?
This is a fucking sting.
This is a sting.
Oh, my God.
Got you. Yeah.
We did this podcast for 7 years.
For 7 years just to catch you.
We acted.
It's
weird.
A sting, but we have sound effects.
And I would have got away with it,
It's a sting. But we have sound effects. We go, it's a sting. And we bring sound effects to. We make it fun. It's a fun sting. You never heard of a fun sting?
Yeah.
That's more fun, isn't it? That way, when if you're breaking in someone's house, you go, it's a sting! It's a sting! Boom. Give that the final bump. We can even make that. Oh, God damn it, I love it. What is it? Is it something I have with the beat? Is there something about that? And anything short of it angers me. Thank you. No, it's something about that. Like, if you're going to do that on the road, play that again. Listen to the difference. That says I know what the fuck I'm doing. All right, get the fuck out of here. That's how happy I am with your job. Sit down.
Oh, you're not getting out of here.
Shut up.
Sit back down.
Wow, that's exciting. That's how I want it on the road. If I tell a joke, I get that.
Very cool.
That's the modern day. You just tell a joke. What's a good? You have a one-liner. So what do? You get the bum bum bum, and then you go droomp, and then that happens, and then the thunder.
Yeah. Well, my buddy blew a speaker in his car. As a 20-year motivational speaker, he could talk him into anything.
Oh, what type of? Why do you have to take a show that I do? As a very across the board, very mature show, and then you try to make it. We do, no, in all fairness, I know sometimes we might do some silly stuff. But when you do a show, all right, guys, when you do a show like this and you have to play that zipper sound, it cheapens it. It cheapens it. It does. There is a proper silliness. No. I know what I'm saying. There's a silliness that is from a normal person that can let their guard down. But at one point, it's not a parody of it, okay? It's not a parody. No, why do you have to take it? We do a night. Why do you have to? I mean, just seems. Wow. I'm so happy right now. I'm just talking. Look at us. Hey, Thanksgiving. That was fun. Let's, you know, yeah. I want to be the guy's not in a hurry. Like, hey, Aristotle, how's Fullerton? I know you moved there last year.
No,
I'm just kidding around. I know you live. Where do you live now? Not even Pasadena anymore, right?
Glendale.
Shh, don't tell the listeners. Glendale.
Lots of cool stuff in Glendale.
I live in Glendale.
The Glendale Galleria.
Oh, the Glendale Mall.
That's mostly it,
Glendale,
yes.
Hell,
and a lot of car dealers.
Glendale Heights.
Oh, yeah, we've got those.
Oh,
sure.
Hello. It's the Glendale Galileo. Oh.
You got a Whole Foods.
Glendale Gelato. Oh, not even a half food.
Whoa. See how relaxed I am? Would I do that?
Your town is progressive. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So welcome home.
I didn't know what to say.
Thank you. Thank you. It's about time someone gives me my opinions and thoughts the cap they need. I just want you to know that this is the new show, so I hope if you're enjoying it, it's okay, because we just talk now. We don't.
Talk and we
talk
rushing.
About stuff like
yeah. Not rushing.
Take a deep breath because I think you're all sitting up because you're thinking of the old Todd Glass show. No, we sit back. Sit back. Pull your chair in. Pull your chair in. To George Carlin, everyone's doing it. To George Carlin, everyone's doing it. Don't make a mess.
It's not a joke.
Come on. It's not a joke. It's not a Eric told you, like, you agree with me because you know me, my absurdity so well. It's not a joke. I mean, when he says lay back, you don't. Really lay back. No, you know what? If you want to just lean it up, is everyone
metaphorically?
Are you leaning back? Hold your mic if you want. I don't care. I don't want you to have to lean up when you want to say something. That makes you not want to talk as much if you got to lean up every time. Yeah, we take our mic back. Yeah, just like this. Now, everybody to George Carlin is like laying back, but still really doing it. I'm trying, I got my head back. The guys over there, you need different chairs, so...
I'm pretty sure it'll
okay, so to George Carlin, we're all just really... Okay, Cody, don't do a parody of it. Sit up. Sit up and get
comfortable. I sound the same.
Sit up and get comfortable.
I sound the
You're exact. Making me uncomfortable
I'm
the way...
I'm so comfortable.
Sit upright. Sit upright, but comfortable right. But now lean back. Now lean back.
I've never seen someone bend like that.
I'm pretty sure I sound the same, right?
No, your voice, you get groggy in the throat.
No, you're not. You're bent up. You're bent
at
the
Look at us just all hanging out, talking. We're just talking. It's funny.
Yeah, we're just talking.
Yeah, we're just hanging
out. Look at this. We're just talking.
We're just...
We don't give a fuck.
You know what? Whole Foods is... I thought the prices were going to go down, but they're still expensive.
Right, that's what... But
What are you adding? What?
Amazon bought them and thought the price would go down.
They didn't.
They didn't go down.
No, I thought the same thing. I went over to there, and they...
The avocados are still
expensive. We just... are people... Okay,
more like
I hope
hole in my wallet foods.
Yeah, because my money falls out of my wallet.
I guess the toll road in Jersey is they're thinking about raising the toll.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, we just talk about stuff. I'm sorry, Aaron, if it's funny to you. It's not
why?
Like the show used to be. What?
What are they raising the toll?
I don't know. It's going up like a nickel.
That sucks. That's like...
It does if you drive every day.
Yeah.
It adds up.
It adds
there
up.
And back, that's 10 cents.
And you know what? Right. When you're trying to make ends meet, I get it over there.
Yeah, I'm...
Commissioner tried to...
Well, it was already $2. $2.05, and I have to break the $3 getting all this change. It's a...
Yeah, rich people don't have to pay their fair share of tolls.
Yeah, they just pay the ticket. And
just talk about stuff.
I got someone pregnant.
Why you gotta...
That's not small talk?
No. Did you do the right thing and be a good father
And then in 18 years, you can have fun.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. We're just talking. It's fun doing this new style show. Be honest, like, don't mind like talking about it, but do you see the difference now?
Got to be sitting up.
We're just chilling out.
Oh. Chill.
Guys, can I tell you something? Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, we're just chilling.
Will you? If I bare my soul, will you promise you?
Let it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh God! I mean, I'm leaning back, and Aristotle's leaning back, and we literally are all leaning back.
I'm half asleep.
Feels great.
Eric is falling asleep. I love it. But I miss the old show so much.
Oh, I'm sitting back.
All right. Yeah, let's get some jingles going.
Oh, my God. I miss the old. Play a jingle. Play a jingle. I miss the jingle so much. Play that big song.
Oh. The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
You know, as an artist, you've grown much. You know?
Oh, that show. It was fun, but I can't. Oh, I wanted to do some music. But how's everybody? We'll just talk. I don't care.
Sure, ask me anything.
Yeah. Have you been to the Cheesecake Factory in Marina Del Rey?
I have.
It's nice.
Hey, what if they had a cruise?
What if the cheesecake... Did you just spit your coat out of your nose? Because about the Cheesecake Factory? What if the Cheesecake Factory did have a cruise? No, seriously, it would be amazing.
Oh, honey, this is a beautiful cruise.
You'd be the people in the background. Anything I say, you're thrilled about.
Oh,
you're here, come out and speak.
Pool?
May I get some more horn?
Come see a pool filled with spaghetti. We'll drain the pool tonight at midnight. Tomorrow we'll have a spaghetti pool buffet.
Honey, we have to go get all the spaghetti at the pool with the pigs.
That's like that Robin Williams movie.
Kids, we gotta go get all the spaghetti. It's like the Robin Williams movie.
You heard Byron Patrick Adams when they put
that guy
saying
spaghetti?
I heard that guy saying across the room.
Eat your height and butter today at 3 on the Lido deck.
It's Robin Williams.
Eat your height and butter. Shove an entire rump roast up your ass.
Take the kids, go eat all the butter.
Shove an entire rump roast up your ass. Cook the way you like it.
We do that at home.
Today at 4. Today at 4. Take a ride on a helicopter made of meatloaf.
What?
That's right. Take a ride on a helicopter made of meatloaf.
The kids can do that.
Get your picture taken with a kangaroo made of pork chops.
I love kangaroo. Ooh, I love pork chops, too.
That's right. Eat an entire cake in less than 10 seconds, or you get a second one free.
I eat cakes in 5 seconds.
Shove pie in your mouth, but really eat it.
What about cheesecake?
Punch an entire bun cake into your face. Well, we pour fudge on your... And you're at the same area.
Yeah, I'm always moving with cheesecake.
I need help with writers.
Today, comedy. Cody Wood will be in our main dining room doing comedy with... Fill in the blank.
Guys, shut the music off. It's not that show anymore.
Can I plug my cruise ship?
Are you really doing a cruise ship?
No. That would be great if I'm like...
You know what? I hope maybe passengers. Some people listen. We have a lot of cruise ship people that listen to the show, and I think you all...
Yeah?
No, that's true.
You know, it's, all right, well, I'm
it's
doing...
It's not PC to call cruise ship
I'm doing
people.
A week at the carnival.
And they're saying it in the background like that. That's how you know it's true.
Oh, okay.
Whenever somebody says something, I want you to learn about this in life, because it is an important thing to notice. How do I know if I'm being scammed? How do I know... Usually if there's a lot of friends in the background echoing the right thing, you know, you'll know that, like, you know, like, for instance, like, oh, no, these speakers are great. Like, why would I sell you bad speakers? How would it benefit me? You know?
And then
Oh, that's true.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Should be only good speakers.
That bit was okay. I give it a D+.
What if we did a Todd Glass Show cruise and we get the Cheesecake Factory to sponsor it?
Wow.
We could do that, right?
No, it's not that easy.
Oh, well, we could
so
do
corporate.
A Todd Glass Show cruise.
I think you can just ask people to all come on a cruise, and you give a year, you give 8 months notice, and you hope that maybe...
We'll give gift certificates to the Cheesecake Factory.
Thank you. No, or you say to the cruise company, hey, if we can get this many people to take the cruise, sometimes they'll offer you a cruise, I think sometimes at no charge. if you get a certain amount of people to go. So that's how I could just bring everybody.
Yeah, let's do that.
We could try that. I'm not opposed to trying that. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think even a relatively, let's say 10 is the worst cruise you can go on. I know that I always love to put everything to a. So it lets people all get on the same page of what bad is to you. Like I said, the maybe this is the I wouldn't want to go on a dirty cruise, but I told you, you know, where it's just that unkept. But I told you the cruises we went on the improv, and they were like 4-day cruises, and I for what cruise it was. But it was simple. It was like a Ramada Inn, and not the nicest Ramada Inn, one that's just okay, but immaculate. The cruise, when I had the experience of mine, it was immaculate. The rooms were immaculate. You know, it was just kept up. Right. It was kept up. And so even if it wasn't brand new, you know, and so like going on a cruise like that, and there's bands out by the pool. I think even if it was and I'm saying that wasn't the fanciest cruise, you know what I mean? So, and it was fun. Like, I'd be happy to do a cruise like that. Now, I've heard about, I thought that was the lowest end. Someone's like, oh, no. There's cruises where you don't want to, you know, you want to, those were all right. But I don't remember those being terribly expensive. Like, I think we could all, I think people would do it. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, let's try it. Let's
forget it.
Hey, man, we're just talking.
We're just talking. That's right. We're just
shooting
talking.
The shit.
Yeah.
Just shooting the
throwing
shit.
Throwing ideas around.
I love this show.
Do you want to...
Worst case scenario, we don't get a cruise.
Right. I just thought I was having like an off-the-air conversation on the air, but it's okay.
Hey, it's a peek behind the curtain.
It's a peek People behind like the that. Curtain. Yeah. Do you like this? Now, wolf, let's get along. Let's keep playing. Now, wolf, let's get along. What happened?
I lost the loop on accident earlier.
Oh, you did? Don't worry about it. At least I know. Don't bring up to play it anymore. Poor John. He's been suffering over there worrying about it. John, you were going to do a character.
I was.
Do you still want to do it?
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy who explained. Now, do you have jokes in mind?
Yeah.
You can do a joke out of a book. You know, for this thing, you can do anything you want. Like, it's, you know, whatever. Well, of course you know that. No, there's rules. I'd like to write a script out for you. So he's going to do a comedian that you get. He goes, do you get it? But right, is that what it was?
You guys like laugh at my joke, but then I just kind of ruin it by explaining it.
Explains his joke, and we laugh. Like, so we're going to laugh, not like a parody of laughing, but like a good, hearty comedy club laugh. Maybe even a little extra.
Is he going on the stage for this?
Of course he is.
Okay.
Of course you are. Now, you want rim shots or is that going to ruin it? No, rims. Do you want boom booms?
Yeah.
Maybe when he goes boom boom, you give a tink, tink, tink on the things. Let me hear what that would sound
hey.
Like.
Hey.
Hey, chuckle.
Yeah, lightly,
heads.
Just a little bit.
A boom boom and a tink, tink.
you're the only guy that understands my music. Like,
all right, John's gone for a boop boop and a tink tink. Be ready with the boop boops and the tink tinks. All right, let's go. All right, you're a little behind on the tink tink. We're gonna need that sooner. One more time with the boop boop. And there. Nope, not tink tink tink.
Oh, you would get me.
Let's go back. There we go.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
And then I come in, and the band already knows it, because you've been telling them all. I come in, I do a joke, I go, bada bada bam on my shoes. Thank you. Oh, that's good. You guys learn quick. Did you throw a cymbal at their head?
Well, that's the only way to teach them.
That's the only way to teach them. That was the movie about. No, that's what the movie's about. So, boom, boom, ting, ting. John, hi.
Good afternoon, folks.
John, do you mind if we interview you? Like, before we do your bit, can we have other bits we do with you while you're already up there?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to American Idol. What is your talent?
Tonight I'm going to be doing jumping jacks.
It's so untalented. That's all he's going to
do. What are you going to do with the money if you win?
I'm going to live comfortably for a while.
Okay. What are you going to do? I'm going to do jumping jacks. Okay, so I don't want to overthink this, so we're going to give you a little intro. Oh, no, you just be on stage. Let me relax. No, let me not. I don't have to worry about overproducing it. And, Cody, you're next. I have a bit especially planned for you. So, sit up.
Hey, well, thanks to the Chuckle Pit for having me. You chuckleheads. You chuckleettes.
Just good laughs.
So,
He looks like, oh, God, I knew I'd fuck it up so bad. Okay.
All right, folks, this is my impression. You guys like folks like impressions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
This is my impression of a bird doing stand-up comedy. A bird doing stand-up comedy. I just flew in. Boy, are my arms not tired because they're wings and I'm a bird. Yeah. Get it? Because it's like the play on the old joke. I just flew in with the plane. I just flew in on the plane. Boy, my arms tired. But it's like they because the old joke is like, oh, I flew in with my arms. But my little twist is that I made it a bird, and so it's like, oh, I just flew in. I'm a bird, so it's like my arms aren't tired because they're not arms, they're wings, and they wouldn't get tired because birds are like, I don't think they get tired when they fly. Or they wouldn't, because I see them up there all the time. They probably use a lot of, like, wind aerodynamics I don't quite understand to stay up there with, like, less energy, like, going against the wind. All right, folks, so I think it takes a lot of guts to be a sumo wrestler. Get it? Because, like, sumo wrestler... It's like, guts is like, it's like, oh, I have a lot of courage to do something, but it's also like guts, because it's like a heavier person does sumo wrestling, so it's like they have a lot of guts. So that's what I was going. And it was like, oh, I have a lot of guts. It's like, I even thought of like a different way to like go at it, where it's like, oh, I go to the sumo wrestler match, and they have like, they're going to crush me with their oversized courage. It's like, you know, it's like they have a lot of guts. That's what I'm saying. Because they're like a big person. I don't want to like be rude or anything, but I've heard that they're kind of like more like actually like healthy, that you just eat a lot of like healthier things to stay fat, but I don't want to say fat because they're healthier than what you might like the other stuff. All right, folks. This is a new one. Abraham Lincoln. This happened the other day. This happened last week. Abraham Lincoln walked into a bar, and the bartender's like, "Oh no, a zombie!" Because like, if Abraham Lincoln walked into a bar today, I'd be like, "Oh, he guy died a while ago. He was a president." He got shot in the head. It was a whole thing. You probably know about it. I don't need to go in that part about it. But like, he walked into a bar, and if he did, he'd be like, "Oh, that guy's dead." And the bartender would be like, "Whoa, that guy's dead. That's Abraham Lincoln." Probably has like the top hat, but it's probably like faded and has cobwebs all over it. But he's like, "Oh no, a zombie." Probably gets the gun. A lot of bartenders are protected with guns. I'm thinking like kind of like a simple bartender, like a bar with just like. Maybe like 7 seats around like just a wooden kind of bunch of carvings, and the bartender's like, "Oh no, zombie Abraham Lincoln," and he like shoots him.
Oh.
What did you think? What did you think?
No, I could sometimes know while I'm watching a bit on the show. Imagine listening to it. When you can only imagine someone at a comedy club, the people packed around the stage, and this guy. That's why I always think, like, sometimes when I go stretch or something, I think like, oh, I'm hope, and because whenever I'm listening to it later, I'm always like, oh, go longer, just going on and on. The joke got a laugh, and then he goes off on a dissertation on. Oh, what was the one thing? It had nothing to do with anything. Hold on, I'll think of it. Hold on. He goes,
Oh, he started to talk about their eating habits.
Oh, yeah. He's like being pro. Like, and I was glad, because you know what? You're probably right. And the fact that he goes, so I don't want to even, like, that's now a whole nother thing. Like, and then you're over-prefacing, well, I shouldn't even say that. Because, you know, for all I know, I heard they eat healthy stuff. I don't want to say fat, you know. Just all the, that's like me. That's Sarah Silverman's version of me doing a joke. She goes, I always add too much fat to it. Because you always have something funny. Then if I give you enough time, you'll turn it into a 30-minute dissertation or something. I go, you're right, I have to remember to. I go, how do you tell that joke? You know, I go, how do you do the hi, Glenn joke? And then she does it. And she's right. I go, oh, yeah, that is quicker to the point. But I just have to put a little of my flavor on it. Sure, I name drop.
Oh, you know, Sarah Silverman.
What? That's nothing. We fooled around in high school.
Oh,
She was
older.
She was older. So it made you cool.
Todd was a freshman.
Getting fresh.
Cody, how's your mom? Have you talked to her?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
She listen to the podcast?
Thank God she does not.
You won't. She'll never figure it out.
She'll never figure it out. And I have plenty of other stories over my journey, being there for 3 weeks.
A lot of people had to go to places, and stay. Some stay with family. Daniel Keno was telling me that wherever he was in the middle of nowhere, going to Lauren's parents' house, everywhere aggressively said Merry Christmas. Like, look, do they all do it? Of course not. Do the majority probably in certain places? Yeah. You just have to understand that not everybody. That's the danger. Just be cool because there's people that are from there that aren't that immature. That there's a lot of people. There's a difference. He goes, by the way, I know people that say Merry Christmas, but not in your face. Of course there's people like that. And you can tell by the way it's said. Like, maybe they just, for whatever reason, that's where they're at with it. But it's not. He goes, it wasn't that. He goes, it was Merry Christmas. Yeah.
I got the opposite. I got passive aggressive. Happy holidays, because I know that's what you want to hear.
Just be nice, because niceness is better than not niceness. So,
you know, there was something that happened with my mother that kind of goes back to what you're talking about, the value of presentation on food. And she had this beautiful set of cookies in a jar, like a retro jar. Yeah, like a pretty retro jar, you know, cool jars like that. But her
like nice jugs.
Shit,
guys, we she don't. Hey! No, I'm not shitting around. I'm not shitting around. Fucking stop. What did you say?
Nice jugs.
I knew that's what you said.
You get it? Because jugs is like
jugs is
a
like
jar.
Breasts. Like is that a disrespectful term?
I was trying to do John's bit.
It's okay. I know. Is that a disrespectful term? I'm the one with the problem if I have to ask. If
what, you can't compliment them anymore. You can't say, hey,
you can't
nice
even,
jugs.
You can't even compliment the jugs. Next thing you know, you're going to have to...
I didn't say they were ugly jugs.
Hey, I know they're filled with milk.
Next time, you're going to have to use good sense in many situations... to just use common respect and decency to guide you through life. And I do that. And then you're still thinking that you can't even compliment a woman. That's what you took out of it. Please. You know my new favorite phrase? On your own, go figure out why that's not rational. On your own. That's how dangerous you are. I'm telling you, it will benefit you and everything you do to on your own. I'm tired of yelling. It's the same thing with, you know, I'm serious. Where I'm at with still people with the kids today or, you know, everything. I go, you know what? It behooves you to go learn on your own. Not me yelling at you. Be obsessed on your own and go learn why you're wrong. And that's why I'm going to have the Sklar brothers on, because they think people are getting dumber and dumber. And I want to go, it behooves you to figure out why you are wrong, and you are. You are. Just spend a month researching why you could be wrong. Read books that agree with what I'm saying. I know that's crazy to go that. Yeah, I'll send you. I know a few books because people that know the way I think have told me about books over the years. Oh, you would like this book. And it makes me comforted because I've read a quote about the book or listened to a podcast. And you go, okay, cool. You know, there are other people that say it better than me what I'm trying to say. And I love it when it happens. So go listen to them and figure out why people are not getting dumber and dumber. And I'm telling you, it will benefit you because you'll have a more of an honest grasp of exactly what's happening. And it's not what you think it is. So being dead wrong, if you were, it's not such a bad thing. It actually ends up better for you. If what you want is to be right, that's a different thing. But if you want life to be better, it behooves you to learn why I'm right. Kids are not getting dumber and dumber. People are not getting dumber and dumber. I don't even want to misguide what they said. It came casually out on their show, and I like them both a lot. But it was, people are getting dumber and dumber. And no, they're not. It's like, I love the example that when you go, I could see why people think it. Because, like, people categorize what dumb is in a very isolated area. It's like when people go, well, it's, the world's getting, you know, there's less deaths today. there are less destiny. Now, I get why people think, what? But if you include war, and people go, well, you don't include... Of course you include war. Death is death. So, you know, it's not a kinder... It's better now.
I just want to go, do you believe in evolution? Are people in the 1700s better off than people in the 1300s were? Oh, you think we're better off than people in the 1700s?
But then right here is where it all went crashing. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And it just crashed right here.
It's evolution. Everything right. is progressing.
Right. But I think the only way to take them with you, like I've said before, is get into their head kindly and politely why they would think that. Like, I get why you would think that, and brilliantly explain to them. If you tell someone what they're thinking really well, you will have their ear sometimes. I know what you're thinking. Point out why... You know, it's like what I try to do with, you know, oh, let's move on. So, Cody, your mom is crazy. She's never going to listen to
you. You want me to save you from that?
And, yeah, we want me to save you.
Oh, fuck.
I throw to you.
Hot potato.
So, this was about, you had a specific thing that you said about your mom. Like,
cookies.
If it's,
I'll tell it. Fuck it.
If it's a story about your mother and how she did presentation bad, sometimes I think I'll oddly enjoy it.
She did presentation good, and that's what really fucked her over, because she had soap in the cookies because she didn't rinse the pan good enough.
Oh, no, this is exactly what I want.
Dude, yeah, I told you.
What do you mean? You told me. I was trying to get the story out of here 20 minutes, and we're getting sidetracked. Like, you're like, oh, this story. You decided this story wasn't worth it. You decided.
Well, yeah, 5 seconds ago.
No, it's perfect.
All right. I think so, too.
Soap in the dish. Exactly what I pictured from your mom.
Yeah,
what you've explained.
Because she didn't thoroughly rinse the pan, you know?
Right.
So, like, she.
You
so
think
she,
that happens a lot with stuff?
I don't know. This is the first time I've ever seen it fucking happen, though, because these cookies taste like zest and chocolate. Like, it was so strong, right? And so she goes to fuck it. I guess she didn't rinse it thoroughly enough, so there's still soap, and then she cooks it. She cooks soap into the cookies. And so she's like, she served them to the... She already served them to me before family came over. I took a bite, and I was like, these taste like fucking soap. How did you do that, right? Not, you know, that's... I'm like, how... Because I was mesmerized that you could even do that. I didn't know you can cook... You couldn't... You could not rinse a shit... Good
Depends
enough.
How much soap is in it.
I guess she was really soaping her stuff, which makes her like really clean, I guess. But
maybe she squirted a lot of soap and then gave it two scrubs and a rinse.
She serves them to me. I take a bite. I'm like, surely she wouldn't serve them to family when they come over.
Do you feel bad? Like you want to be nice? Like you don't want to hurt her feelings.
Well, I just told her, I was like, hey, these taste like soap. Like I know if I told you that these taste like soap, you'd throw them out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You want to know. You're right.
Like I think any person would throw them out.
What did she
right?
do? Rinse them off?
No, she served them.
She tried to rinse them off. The soap. She tried to rinse the soap off. Thank you. I keep going at it.
They were cooked into the cookie, so there's no getting rid of it. You just have to throw out the cookies.
Yeah, but she tried to rinse the soap off.
Yeah.
Did she try to?
No.
Did you try dipping them in milk?
Oh, you know what you should dip them in?
Dirt.
Dirt.
Dip them in dirt.
That trash can.
That's what soap's for.
Dip it in the dirt.
Milk from a dirty cup.
No one's making fun of your mom for leaving soap in the dishes. That's what people
do.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
No, it doesn't help to her already.
But she should have threw the cookies out, right?
Of course.
But she didn't, so she served them to the family. I watched her do it. She pulled them out of a cupboard.
Did anybody
I thought she threw them away. And everybody took a bite. And I was just like, you know, I'm just going to watch this happen. You know, and then so everybody took a bite. So like half of the people had a good cookie. The other half were like, wow, what the fuck? This tastes like... Like Dawn soap, you know, and then so she's like, "Yeah, I got soap in some of them, but you know, that's like,
she said that. Is it family?
It was family, but I'm talking 50% of the cookies. That's too much. Throw them out.
One cookie is too much.
One is too much. She served them anyway because she worked so hard on presentation that she still wanted the credit.
Oh God!
So I was like,
you know what? Your mom is just you gotta love her. I was doing that. Let me pass it around. I'll pass it around. I'll pass it around.
Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's a show. We got to go in for the clothes.
I had a neighbor, this little lady, her name's Eva, and Eva thought that I was too skinny, so she would always send her husband, Al, over with a soup that she made for me. Nice, kind old lady.
Older neighbors, I remember that.
And I would eat the soup, and it was good, and I always thought, how did it get this like nice smoky flavor to this vegetable soup? Like, is that like a smoke powder or smoke? Anyway, I loved it. And then one time she sent over brownies and they had the same smoky flavor. And I realized she smoked cigarettes in the house.
Oh.
So much cigarettes.
She just sits. I remembered because I was over there and she was chain smoking cigarettes. And she's 82 and she'd go, "You know, people tell me, Eva, if you quit smoking cigarettes, you'll live longer." And I tell them, "Fuck off. I've lived long enough."
Those people, so she clearly cares about everything.
Those people still exist that have, like, in their over their sink, one of those curtains that, you know, like, it's white with an orange
line.
Yeah,
it's
yellow
now.
Yellow. And it's like, yeah, and then it's split, and then there's a valance, and then there's a curtain, and they sit and look out their window and smoke their cigarettes, and their ashtray's right there.
She goes, "Yeah, but Al, he quit smoking because he had his heart attack." Wow. Like, oh, it wasn't enough for you to go outside.
Was it? Yeah, this woman is, she's a good-hearted woman. She's a good-hearted
yes,
woman.
Yes, she was.
She's a good. She's a good-hearted woman. You got a man. She's a good-hearted woman, and you're a good-hearted woman. She's a good-hearted woman, and you can.
The weed we're smoking tonight is brought to you by speedweed.com.
Speedweed.com. Speedweed.com.
Medical marijuana delivered to your door.
Marijuana delivered to your door. Are you kidding me? Right, guess what? I'd like marijuana. Open my door, boom, it's there.
That's
oh,
like
what's in my
pizza.
Door? That's marijuana. That's the sound of marijuana at your door.
I like marijuana delivered to my door, but I don't like it to take too long to get there.
Okay,
there
guess
anything?
What? Open your door.
Oh, my
Speedweed. God.
It's here. It's there. It's everywhere. Marijuana is where you want it, when you want it, and you don't have to wait. That's right. Speedweed. We gave it that name for a reason.
I order a pizza, then I order Speedweed, and the Speedweed gets there, and
twice.
I smoke it for my pizza.
Thank you. I used to eat Speedweed pizza, but I still do, but I pizza weeds it too.
Thank you.
Speedweed, you're going to love it.
Speedweed, it's fast. The driver smokes speed.
Weed.
Speedweed.
Yeah.
They smoke speed.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
You ready to close the show?
Close it up.
This is the after show. It's the after show. How are we going to take it to close?
What now, my love?
Yeah, do you have an aversion of that? With the words? I don't mind. Oh, you know what? Let's listen to some Tom Jones. Sit back and listen to a little. Is that okay?
Do it.
Yeah. It's all right. Oh, I hear them setting up piano out there and they're. Oh yeah, you hear the bands.
Oh, he's here.
Oh, he's in our Todd Glass Theater. You hear the drums. Tom Jones.
It is Tom Jones. Without a warning, you broke my heart. You took it, darling, and you tore it apart. So come on, baby.
Everybody's dancing around like crazy.
Come on, baby, 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 please.
Calver on drums, everybody.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.